Dreamscape presents Say Yes to the Hot Mess by Gracie Ruth Mitchell, narrated by Catherine Ho and Seth Podowitz. 1. Maya. I have a serious bone to pick with the romance authors of the world. Back when I was pregnant, I read a romance about a new mom. It's not my normal trope at all, but I figured since I was going to be entering the single mom market, I may as well check out some love stories in that setting. Do your research, right? And anyway, I love romance novels. I'm not ashamed of that, despite the reputation romance readers sometimes get. There's nothing silly about rejoicing in love and connection. Why do you think Say Yes to the Dress is my favorite show of all time? There's nothing wrong with finding joy in watching characters grow together. Those just aren't weird things to enjoy. So I don't know why we get a bad rap. Shouldn't we be worrying about the people who voluntarily read horror with all the mass murders and weird alien monster things? Anyway, I read the book. This cute new mom fell for a kind-hearted man who was frankly way too perfect, but I can suspend disbelief, and he stepped in to be the father of her new baby. They lived happily ever after, yada yada yada. It was sweet and tender, and it left me feeling warm and fuzzy and hopeful. But things have changed, my friends. Things have changed, and now, well, now I'm kind of annoyed, because I was lied to. I was lied to big time. The baby in that book never cried, not once. That new mom never so much as mentioned a poopy diaper. Heck, when her too-perfect boyfriend took both her and the baby on a picnic, she didn't even bring the diaper bag. It's not that she forgot, either. She just decided she wouldn't need it. What kind of absolute nonsense is that? Universal law decrees that the one day your baby will have a major blowout is the day you don't have diapers, wipes, or spare onesies. Everyone knows this. Everyone. But you know what? That baby was perfect for that picnic, and pretty much the whole book. Not to mention the mom's body was behaving in a way no new mother's body does. Was she losing clumps of hair every time she showered? No. Were her hormones so abysmally off-kilter that she threatened to decapitate the poor delivery guy when he knocked on the door and woke the baby? No. Did she ever have anything really embarrassing happen, like, and I'm just spitballing here, of course, having her milk come in while she was standing in the checkout line at the grocery store? Did this new mom...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?